Well, good morning, people of God. How are you this morning? What? Okay. Let's get with the program. It's good to see you this morning and welcome to this time of worship. We are starting a different kind of a... I'm being a deviant. How do you know what a deviant is? What's that? I'm going off the lectionary. Just don't turn me in. I might get in trouble with the bishop. Anyway, but what we are doing, though, is because with this, you know, we look at this part of the year as the kind of the beginning of teaching and kind of that getting into that learning pattern. We're going to be focusing out for the next number of weeks on just different things that Jesus said, that Jesus taught, and to see how those things come towards us. I mean, how they bear on us, how it teaches us what we are to do and how we are to be. So, we kind of started it last week with, go into all the world, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them all that I command you. And what are you supposed to say? That's what he said. Now, so we're going to be starting this and continuing this for, like I said, the next number of weeks. So, like today's word of Jesus' teaching is, you are the light of the world. Okay, very good. Now, the thing is, like with the sermon and that, whenever I say, you are the light of the world, that's what I want you to say. That's what he said. So you have to pay attention. Okay? A couple of other things that we're doing this morning is we are installing. I like to use a word more like commissioning. Our Sunday school staff, our education staff here for this year. How's it look? Does it work? Okay. And also, we're going to be giving out Bibles to some of our young people and confirmation students at this point in time. So I'm going to invite Josie to come up here. Oh, if you're wondering, you know, Joel and I had this bet last Sunday. And you should have seen the texts that were going back and forth as the game progressed. So I'm suggesting to Joel... And we can all wait with great anticipation for the game in December. Then we'll see what happens. Hopefully not another tie. That's right. What are we doing first here? Let's do the Bibles?
Bibles, I guess.
Okay. It's customary to give Bibles and that at different stages of growth and different levels of Bibles development or the reading levels and such. And so what I'd like to do is invite the parents and the students, kids, to come forward at this time.
Yep, third and seventh grade.
Third and seventh grade. One of the things that we will do here in this is we will be giving the Bible directly to the young person. But what we will do is we will give the Bible to the parents so that the parent will put in the hands of their child the word.
Ryan.
Because that is your baptism. That was one of the promises, parents, that you made at the time of their baptism. So, go ahead.
All right. Our third grader is Chloe Peltier.
Here, Chloe. I'm going to give it. Here we go. Now, you need to give that to her. Very good.
Our first seventh grader is Isaac Eckert.
Here you go, Mindy. You got to put it in his hand.
He told them not to lose
it. Now, Isaac, you can bring that with you on Wednesday night.
Okay. Ryan Wilterdink.
Well.
Thank you. Don't lose it. Cassidy Smith.
There you go. There you go.
Justin Charlotte.
Justin, Wednesday night you bring that with you. Oh.
Katie Hine.
Katie. There you go. You too, Katie. You bring that with you.
And just Issa.
What's that?
Get Issa hers later.
Oh, okay. Very good. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for the gift of your word. And now may, as we grow in faith toward you and love toward each other, be encouraged and taught by your word and how we are together, how we live together in this life as your people, as your servants. Help us to grow in your word and to grow in your love. Thank you for these young people, and may they grow in faith towards you and love towards each other. So we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
May be seated.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Call him up, or should I call him by name?
Yeah, why don't you call him by name?
All right. I call our Sunday school teachers, Leslie Faulkner, Jessica Millar, Jill Gomez, Beth Hine, and Mary Merritt.
Today it is our privilege to recognize and support you who are engaged in this work of the congregation, this educational work. Sisters and brothers, both your work and your rest are in God. Will you endeavor to pattern your life on the Lord Jesus Christ in gratitude to God and in service to others? As you carry out the ministry of education in this congregation, if so, say, I will, and I ask God to help me.
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Now, people of God, they need you to support them. Will you support these sisters in their service? And will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all who are baptized? If so, say, with gusto. Don't say this. With gusto, we will. And we ask God to help and guide us. Let us pray. O God of wisdom, in your goodness, you provide faithful teachers for your church. Bless those who serve. Help us all to study your word and engage in your world, that together we may grow in knowledge and love, pursue what is good, and seek to do your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We prepare our hearts and minds with our confession and forgiveness. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Take a moment for our own self-examination and reflection at this time. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will, in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. We sing our opening song, Gather Us In. Here in this place, the light is streaming. Now is the darkness vanished away. In this place, our tears and our dreaming, how to believe to be by the best day. Gather us in the lost and forsaken, gather us in the blind and the lame. Come to us now and we shall awaken, we shall arise at the sound of our name. We are the young, our lives are a mystery. We are the old, yearn for your face. We have been sung throughout all of history, called to be light to the whole human race. Gather us in the rich and the haughty, gather us in the good and the strong. Into our hearts so meek and so lowly, give us the courage to enter the song. Here we will take the wine and the water, here we will take the bread and the burn. Here you shall call your sons and your daughters, call us anew to be sought for the earth. Give us to drink the wine of compassion, give us to eat the bread that is used. Nourish us well and teach us to fashion lives that are holy and hearts that are true. Not in the dark of buildings confining, not in some heaven light years away. Here in this place a new light is shining. Now is the kingdom, now is the day. Gather us in and hold us forever. Gather us in and make us your own. Gather us in, all peoples together. Fire of love in our flesh and our bones. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. God, glory to God in the heart. Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth. Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father, amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth. And
let us pray. O God, our teacher and guide, you draw us to yourself and welcome us as beloved children. Help us to lay aside all envy and selfish ambition, that we may walk in your ways of wisdom and understanding as servants of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
First reading is from Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. The earth was formless, void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the day, like day, called the darkness night, and there was evening, and there was morning the first day. God said, let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, let waters under the sky be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed from fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. God saw that it was good, and there was evening and there was morning the third day. God said, let the lights in the dome and the sky separate the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. The word of the Lord. Our psalm is from 139, and you knew the, well, you know the, where can I go then from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, if I say, surely the darkness will cover me and the light around me turn to night, for you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Catch on to Ephesians. This is awesome stuff. Ephesians 5. For once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Isn't there supposed to be a response to that? You are light?
You are the light of the world.
That's got to be the right world, huh? Right. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, sleeper, awake. Rise from the dead and Christ will shine on you. And this is indeed the word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works, and give glory to your Father in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
May be seated. Let the kids come up here at this time.
Good morning. Come on up. Hi there. Great. Hey, Natalie and Maisie. Good morning. Are your brothers here? They don't want to come down? There's Kyle. Does Cash want to come down too or not? That's cool. I might give you something to take back for him, okay? I have in here a flashlight. Well, I have more than one, but I have one that I'm going to hold. Hey, come on down. Your shoes are perfect.
Mine is silver.
Yours are, do that too?
Yes, I know.
Okay, we're really glad that Cash came today. Right. So what does a flashlight do?
Flash.
It does? What do you see?
Light.
It lights up. Now, we've been talking a lot about light. What happens? Can you see the light right now?
Yeah.
What happens if I go like this? Can you see that light?
Nope.
Can you see it anymore?
No.
It's gone. It's hiding. It's not going to shine. Is that what Jesus wants us to do when he's talking about let your light shine? Oh, I twisted the top. There we go. Does he want us to hide it? He wants us to show everybody like this, right? Now, do you think, here, let's try them. Pass them out. You want this one? Yes, you will.
Hey, I want yellow.
You want yellow? Here's a yellow. And I've got a couple pink. I should have enough.
Can I have an orange?
You can have an orange.
Hey, mine is dead.
Maisie?
Mine is dead.
Uh-oh. Did we get one that's not working?
Yeah, mine is.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Oh, hey, we had just the perfect amount. That's awesome. How's it working there, Natalie? Is it not working? Let's try it. That part's okay, as long as we have light. But now, let's try it. If we cover it up, that's not helpful, is it? Then what's the point, right? There's no point of covering it up. Nobody can see the light then. We'd all be in the dark, especially if the big lights were off, right? That's not helpful. Uh-oh. I'm goofing around with mine. Anyway, do you think that when Jesus says, be the light of the world, he means to have a flashlight in our pocket at all times? You think so?
No.
You think so? Or, like Cash over here. Cash, could you stand up? You stand up and go like this. Look at his shoes. Now that is being light in the world, if I say so. Do yours do it too?
Yeah.
Kyle, stand up. Go like that. Oh, they're lighting everywhere.
Yes,
but now, do you think that's what Jesus means?
Both of them are the same color.
I gotcha. Do you think that's what Jesus means, though, so that we have light-up shoes and flashlights in our pockets?
No. Yeah.
You think so?
No.
Okay, let's ask the big group. Let's ask them, do you all have light-up shoes?
No.
Uh-oh. Strike one. Do you all have flashlights in your pockets?
No.
Oh, no. Two for two. We're losing out here. But are they the light of the world?
Yes.
So it has nothing to do with flashlights and it has nothing to do with shoes. What does it have to do with? How can we be the light of the world? Yeah.
To flash it.
Do you think it means?
To make light.
To make light. But I think Jesus wants us to do good things for other people. What kinds of things could those be?
Like let them cut in line.
Maybe they need to go faster than us. They're on a deadline. Maisie.
No hitting.
Definitely out. Hitting is out.
No biting.
Biting is out.
No kicking.
How about some good things? How about some good things that we could be doing? Like, let's say your friend is really, really hungry. What could we do?
Share
your food. That would be the light of the world. We would be the light of the world. If we kept our food only for us, would that be covering our light?
Yeah,
that would be like covering our light. Yeah, Natalie, would you have an idea?
No hitting.
But if we were to hit somebody, is that like covering our light?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How about kicking?
How about if our friend was really, really super cold and we had two coats?
Share.
If we could share, that would be letting our light shine. If we kept both coats for ourselves, what is that? Covering up our light. So even if we don't have a flashlight in our pocket, can we still be the light of the world?
Yes,
absolutely. If we don't have really cool light-up shoes, can we still be the light of the world? Absolutely. Well, you get to keep these as a reminder that you get to share Jesus' light with the world. All right? Let's head on back and share that light.
Would you please pray with me? Loving God, once again we come together at this time to worship you. And as Jesus says, to give glory through our actions and the words that we say. We give you thanks for your word this day. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's the focus for our coming weeks. It suggests the idea that words have power. They have power to create, they have power to build up, they have power even to hurt, to tear down. Jesus' words have power for us. So we will look at some of these recognizable things. Some of these things that we hear all the time, but we kind of flip over them so quickly. To see what the things that he was trying to teach his disciples and the crowds at that time, but ultimately trying to teach us. Teach us. And so, today we have, you are the light of the world. Okay, let's try that again. Today we have, you are the light of the world. Now, light is a very important thing for us. In our first reading today, we had light as being essential within creation. In fact, you would have to say that light is essential for life, isn't it? Light is essential for light. Life. In our psalm, if anybody who knows me knows that the section of the psalm today is part of my go-to psalm, 139. And it suggests that light is life in the midst of those dark places that we have. If I say, darkness should cover me and the light about me become night, even darkness as night is not dark to you, for darkness as the light to you. In other words, the light of God is present wherever we are, before we even know it, even if all we see is darkness. Words have power. Light is life. Light is necessary for life. You know, plants don't grow without light. How many know that? Huh? Plants don't grow without light. And, you know, and there's some times of the year, like in January, where it's dark so much of the time, we miss the light. We have to take vitamin D. How many here take vitamin D because you don't have enough stuff from the sun? Huh? If you don't take it, you might want to. You don't know what you're missing. Light is important. The key to Jesus' words is that he tells us that you are the light of the world. Okay, let's try it again. The key to Jesus' words is that he tells us that you are the light of the world. He says you are, as in capital letters, are the light of the world. Light is not some status to be attained. It does not take hard work to achieve. Light is not the key to our salvation. But light is simply who we are, who we're called to be. In our baptism, we say the light shines in us to be God's children. Being born from above and powered by the Holy Spirit makes us light. We are like the songbirds that welcome us in the morning, huh? They're singing, and it's only doing what it's made to do, to sing. Or we're like the trees. How many guys have apple trees or You know what? Do you know what's really weird? I've seen more pear trees around here than... It's odd. I was at a wedding. We had a wedding out at the farm a week ago Saturday, and there was this huge tree, and I looked up. It's pears. Couldn't believe it. But the fruit trees that produce fruit for us, from water and soil and sunshine, because that's what they're created to do. Now, we're told that we are the light of the world. Very good. Now, what kind of compliment is that? What a great praise of our Creator this is. It's a temptation for us to try to be light. You know, many times we end up looking like American Idol contestants. Someone has told them that they could sing, or didn't have the heart to tell them that they couldn't. Then they audition for American Idol and make a fool of themselves in front of not only three judges, but also a viewing public. Being light is to understand that the Holy Spirit dwells in us and is at work through us. It's not something that we work towards, but it's something that's in us. Being light is to understand and to recognize our gifts and our talents. We are light as we live out our lives of faith in our context that we live in, our personal context. Thinking of a woman who was light to a friend who was going through a difficult time. And this woman listened when her friend needed to talk. And she called occasionally to inquire how things were going, and she offered words of encouragement when needed, gave advice and sometimes, and prayed often. Now, her friend's difficult times eventually ended, but her life was changed. The woman's light had touched her with the love and grace of God. You are the light of the world. Or a young woman who is trying to make a difference. But the forcefulness of her personality alienated people and defeated her purpose. A good friend took her aside and helped her to realize what she was doing. And with a little coaching, she was able to use her drive, her energy, in a more positive manner. The young woman's life changed, and she was able to achieve many goals because a friend was light to her. A few years ago in Cumberland, Habitat for Humanity held a ceremony where they gave the keys of a newly built house to a family. It was there standing in the kitchen as this mother, and I think it was like she had like three kids, and they were there as we gave over the different pieces, you might say, to her and her family. Now, seeing the smiles on their faces, everyone knew that the family had been touched with light, the light of the many volunteers who worked together and putting their hands together to build this home for them. It's important to note that being light does not involve hard work at trying to be something that we are not. Light always takes place in the context of relationships. Did you know church buildings are not light? Did you know that? But rather the people who worship in them. You are the light of the world. Did you know that programs and ministries are not light? But only the people who volunteer to use their talents and abilities. Did you know that? In other passages of Scripture, Jesus highlights the importance of relationships. He talks about making sure that our relationships are healthy and whole. And in His teaching, He underscores the importance of confession, forgiveness, and love. Light is difficult to share in the midst of broken relationships, distrust, fear, and anger, and hatred. But love and trust are kind of like that garden or the fields that have been prepared to be planted, just waiting to be planted. You are the light of the world. You are essential for life. You have been blessed so that we can be a blessing to others. So let your light so shine before others they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. That's really good, because that's what Jesus said too at the second half of that. No, you are the light of the world. Amen. Let's sing this little light of mine. Tempted to do? Make you put your things down. You don't need them. Put your crutch, put this little thing that you, put it down. Put it down. Put it down. Let go of it. Free yourself up. And let's put our hands together. Let's do that first verse again. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen. We join together in professing our faith. In the words of the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let's share that peace with one another. Stand as you're able. So we sing our offertory. This is a different offertory than we've been doing in the past weeks. We are an offering.
Our lives up to you. We We are an offering. We are an offering.
Freed by God in Christ to live in and love and serve, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's beloved creation. Gracious God, you gather congregations together by the power of your word. Bless leaders with the gifts of wisdom and discernment as they seek to make your church the community for which you long. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Creative God, we give you thanks for the goodness of your earth. We pray that you would help us to be good stewards of our home for generations to come, Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Sovereign God, you raise up governments to protect the widow and the orphan. Bless citizens with wisdom and discernment as they choose leaders. Inspire leaders to always seek the common good, Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Loving God, you desire health and wholeness. Reconcile the conflicts and disputes among us. Teach us to heal the trauma of racism and poverty. Break our hearts open to all those who suffer and mourn, especially Lisa, Sue, Gary, Dave, Ann, Gay, Kathy, Jean, Lexan, Gordy and Carolyn, Christy, Ray, Lorraine, Eileen, Sean, Otto, Libby, Owen, Sam, and the family of Ed Ristow, and the family of Judith Persky. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Welcoming God, you place children among us. Teach us to honor the children in our midst and to pay attention to what they can teach us about who you are, Lord, in your mercy. God of help and wholeness and healing, we lift up before you also those who are affected by flooding, of storm, of tornado. We pray that you would raise up those who, to neighbors and friends that are close and that are far away, to help in the recovery. Watch over them, Lord, in your mercy. You surround us with a cloud of witnesses who announce the good news of the abundant life to a sad and needy world. Make us a pilgrim people, always telling the story of your loving kindness, Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Into your wide embrace, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your boundless mercy through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our ascending song, Shine, Jesus, Shine. Father's glory, praise be replaced, set our hearts. be seated. Turn to the announcements back here. You'll see on the back side is the blessing bags and the things that are needed for that. The youth will be collecting those items here. Also, we will be having Dick, you want to say something about Ann? We have a mission brunch coming up in October 7th. And we have a special guest that day, Ann Moorhead. Who is back from serving a year as a young adult in global mission from South Africa?
Yes.
She served a year in South Africa. She's going to be with us that Sunday on October 7th, Mission Center. Do you want to say anything more about that, Dick?
No, but young adults should come and listen up.
There you go.
And older ones too.
Older ones too, that's right.
Our mission sponsors.
Right. Very good. Support our mission sponsors. Darren, do you have a couple of things you want to...
Speaking of light, you'd think I'd planned my announcement by today's sermon, but I didn't know anything about the Sermon of Lights. So, we're going to be in the process of converting all the lights in the church over to LED energy-efficient lighting. And we've changed the lights down in the fireside room couple months ago, and in the hallway down there too. So now we're through a rebate through Focus on Energy and Xcel Energy. We can change them all for no cost to the congregation if we do it by, I believe, October 24th. So I've ordered all the rest of the fluorescent lights. There's an announcement in the bulletin. There's 540 of them that we need to change. So it will be a little process, but if we can get some people to kind of an assembly line set up, moving furniture. We're going to set up the scaffolding and take bulbs out. We just have to take the ballast out of the fixture, two wire nuts, and it's back to go, and then put the new bulbs in. So it goes fairly quickly. Gary and Kathy and I did the set down in the education wing. So we're looking at starting that on next Sunday after church. I know some people are going to want to watch the football games, but you can come late, stay short, whatever. But any hands we can get will be helpful. Then also we'll do it that following Monday night, starting at 5 o'clock. So we'll try to do the fellowship hall next Sunday so it'd be ready for worship on Monday night is kind of the plan. Then we'll kind of see from there where we're at and what more days of work we'll need. So more hands the better. Then speaking of light, we had a light, consultant come in this last week, and we have a real good possibility of changing the lights in the sanctuary here. I was just doing the calculations before I got here, and right now we're using 7,000 watts of light as these are all turned on, and with the new LED lights, we'd go down to 540 watts. That would be the little energy savings that would take place. And with the rebates on that, it would more than pay for the fixtures that we'd be putting in. We just would have to cover some labor and getting a scaffolding in here to do that. So,
will we be able to see better in here?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We put one in that back fixture back there, just held it up in place, and the light actually shines up to the top of the grapes now on the side walls. It's that much broader beam of light that would be shining, so it's kind of amazing. So we'd be using the same fixtures and putting new guts inside of them, so thanks.
You know, I've been tempted to get one of those headlamps. Just for effect. Anyway, I want to just highlight another thing. Our Wednesday schedule is off and running. And some of you maybe don't realize this, but we've started more of a casual worship opportunity on Wednesday nights at 6:45. It's 6:45 to 7:15. We're going to be in the fellowship hall where we have Monday night worship in there, and it's more of a casual worship opportunity. So that's that. And also, we have started choir. Does anybody here remember what my dream is? What my wonder dream is for choir? We don't have, well, you got me right now. 20. We had, I think, 10 there last Wednesday night. Well, my goal is to have 20. So, and we're also talking about if it works out, even moving choir rehearsal from Wednesday night to Thursday night at an early, little bit earlier time than 7:15. But Wednesday, choir, 7:15. Come on down. All right. Any other announcements? Yes, Josie.
So I was at Wakanda. I was at Wakanda on Friday, and I talked with some people. We are only collecting yet until the end of September, and there is a list in your bulletin. But there were a couple things that came up, and they are not in your list. So if you are still thinking about giving to the local school, think about baby wipes, like actual baby wipes. They go through them quite quickly, especially in the early childhood in the autism rooms. Also, the largest size diapers, size 4 and 5, and also pull-ups. They really could use, when parents don't send, they could use a couple on stock, like in cabinets. And then last, to really emphasize, stretchy waisted pants. They don't have to be brand new. If you go to a yard sale and you find some sweatpants that are kind of general, that would be awesome. And then my only other announcement is that as many people as you saw up there to teach Sunday school, we could possibly use another 2 to 3 more people. We are trying to rotate so that none of our teachers have to teach every single Sunday, every single month, etc. So we're trying to get 2 teachers for every single room, and that would mean at least 2 to 3 more people. So if you are thinking about it, interested, and it does not need to be a parent, anybody can be a Sunday school teacher. Absolutely any adult. So come see me. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Josie. Also, this coming Saturday, we'll have the memorial service for Ed Ristow, and our prayers and care go with you, Judy. Well, it's that time again. You are the light of the world. So go and serve the Lord.